Hare Krishna. Life may not be logical, but it is teleological. Teleology refers to the perception of purpose in particular thing. So, the American history refers that in history, that means are things happening in history randomly, arbitrarily, or are they demonstrating some lessons? Are they serving some purpose? Is history evolving towards some purpose? Or nature? Teleology in nature means that why are, say, plants designed in a particular way? Is it for some purpose, say their survival, their growth or whatever? So teleology basically means the perception of purpose. Now, life is teleological means that everything that happens in life is meant for a particular purpose, is purposeful. Now, what is that purpose? The Bhagavad Gita explains that ultimately all of existence, including our life within it, are meant for our spiritual evolution. That is life's teleological purpose. Now, what does spiritual evolution mean? We are actually at our core souls, and we are meant to delight constantly in eternal love for Krishna. And we, presently we have got human life, and our present life is an opportunity to evolve toward that love. How? By leading a Krishna-centered life, by practicing Bhakti Yoga, by making Krishna the center and goal of our life, we can evolve spiritually. By learning to love Krishna in this world, we develop our love for Krishna. So now, while we are living in this world, often things happen which just don't make any sense. Life throws us down illogical twists and turns. So normally, when we want to move along a path, we need some light to show the way. So in the path of life, logic just fails to show us any way. Logical faculty just malfunctions. So at that time, when logic doesn't show us any light, where do we get light from? By meditating on life's teleological purpose. So Gita wisdom explains to us that whatever happens, Krishna is still the supreme controller. And more importantly, he is not just the controller, he is the benefactor. He is our greatest benefactor. The Bhagavad Gita explains in 5.29, Bhoktaram yakitapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhridam sarvabhutanam yatvamam shantim ruchyati. So suhridam sarvabhutanam. He is the well-wisher of all living beings, and one who understands yatvamam, one who understands me thus, shantim ruchyati, will attain peace. So Krishna is our well-wisher, he is the controller. That means no matter however bad things may seem to be, he will eventually work them out for our ultimate good. So if what do we need to do? We just need to cooperate with him. How do we cooperate? By continuing to serve him. Now, how to serve him may itself be a question. So, we use our God-given intelligence, we use our God-given capacity, and serve in the best possible way, according to our intelligence and capacity. And if we just keep serving, then eventually we will see the light. In the Mahabharata, when Abhimanyu is slaughtered by the Kauravas so unfairly and brutally, at that time Yudhishthira is devastated. Because he thinks that, oh, I was responsible for the death of this lad. He went just because I instructed him. And then he is so devastated. At that time, Vyasadeva comes and consoles him. And Vyasadeva tells him, this happens in the Drona Parva. So Vyasadeva tells him that the inscrutable will of the Lord is surely for the good of everyone. So it is inscrutable, but it is beneficial. It is for the good of everyone. And further says, if you simply do His will, you will understand everything in due course of time. So, that means, when will we understand? We will understand not immediately. It will take time for us to understand. Now, why time? Because, you know, our logic and our intelligence is limited. Krishna's logic and intelligence is unlimited. So, when, as an example, to understand why we can't understand if we are not sufficiently intellectually developed, consider the example of a doctor and a patient. When a patient comes to a doctor and says, I've got this pain in my belly, and then the doctor does a corrective surgery, and post-surgery, the pain seems to have increased more. Now, the patient may think, what is happening? But if the patient remembers that the doctor is working for my eventual cure, then the patient can tolerate. And even if the patient doesn't understand the specific technicalities of how the surgery is going to cure, the patient can tolerate and cooperate and will eventually be cured. Similarly, Krishna works for our ultimate benefit. So sometimes when life puts us in trouble, we come to Krishna for shelter. And even while serving Krishna, things seem to take a turn for the worse. So at that time, by remembering Krishna's benevolent purpose, we can continue to tolerate and cooperate with Him. And if we do this over a period of time, as we continue to serve Krishna, as we heal and blossom spiritually, we will realize how Krishna works in mysterious, magical, magnificent ways, and how He has inconceivably but wonderfully brought even bad things towards an ultimately good end. Thank you. Hare Krishna.